the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. A three-county pilot program that seeks to improve community services for former prisoners is rolling out in Missouri. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
Offering an array of so-called wraparound community services, the initial $5 million pilot program focuses on services for former offenders with behavioral challenges like addiction or mental health issues. The program arose out of a 2017 report from the Council of State Governments Justice Center predicting that Missouri would be forced to spend more than $400 million on prison infrastructure if the state didn't instead invest about $189 million in community services over the next 5 years. A task force developed the pilot plan for Boone, Butler, and Buchanan counties. Missouri Department of Corrections Director Ann Presythe led the task force.
There are so many people who are being touched by this problem, and we just don't have enough services in our communities to keep the people in the community with their family at the job to help them.
Presythe says because Missouri has one of the nation's fastest-growing female prison populations, services for formerly incarcerated women will be a focus of the pilots. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
Families of some of the 17 people who died after a duck boat sank in Branson say federal prosecutors might delay their efforts to get answers about the July 19th crash. The Kansas City Star reports that federal prosecutors have asked a judge to halt the civil lawsuits related to the crash on Table Rock Lake until their criminal investigation is complete. Attorney Gerald McGongle says this motion would just delay the family's lawsuits. He is representing the daughters of a Higginsville couple who died. No one has been charged with a crime in connection with the duck boat crash, so it's not clear how long the federal investigation could take. A U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee narrowly advanced the nomination of St. Louis lawyer Stephen Clark for federal judgeship, suggesting his final confirmation could be close. The committee voted 11-10 Thursday to approve Clark's nomination by President Donald Trump to be a judge in the Eastern District of Missouri. Clark was one of about a dozen judicial nominees approved Thursday. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports some civil rights and gay rights organizations wrote letters to the committee opposing Clark's nomination, citing statements he made about abortion, gay rights, and other issues. All 10 Democrats on the committee voted against sending Clark's nomination to the full Senate. Experts like University of Richmond professor Carl Tobias have predicted the Senate will probably confirm Clark, but the vote may be close. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.